Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, setting the F-stop for a C-section. Photographers are on call for professional quality pictures from the delivery room. For the less momentous photo shoot, we'll hear about apps, angles, and advice for iPhone chatterbugs. Plus, solid science or puff of smoke, the surprising results of a study connecting the decriminalization of marijuana to decreased traffic accidents. But first, a scout on the Hill. Congressional approval ratings are currently scraping the floor at about 15%. Voters report feeling frustrated at more political posturing than action. The exasperation has many wondering what our legislature does exactly, and what in the Sam Hill are they talking about on the Hill? A new web-based tool allows citizens to track congressional discussions, bills, including state bills, and regulations concerning issues they care about. From raw milk to education to campaign finance, Scout is designed to deliver real-time results and encourage a more informed public. Our guest is Tom Lee. He's director of Sunlight Labs. That's the technical arm of the Sunlight Foundation, which works to make government transparent and more accountable. He and his team helped develop Scout. Tom, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So let's say I'm interested in legislation related to the environment. How would I go about using the program Scout?
It's pretty simple. If you have any familiarity with what Google can do with their Google Alerts, the interface is really quite similar. If you go to scout.sunlightfoundation.com, you'll be presented with a search box. There you can put in simple or somewhat more advanced queries around terms that you want to be alerted about, then filter what data sources you would like to keep an eye on, whether it's state legislation, federal legislation, speeches on the floor of the House and Senate, or federal regulations. Results that match your terms will then be delivered to either your email inbox or your mobile phone.
So you could be more specific and say, or pesticides or mercury in water or something like that, and it would give you those results back.
Exactly. We expect that people who are interested in a particular beat or issue will probably want to create a series of alerts. And we've actually added some functionality so that experts can bundle together alerts that have been set up around a particular issue area so that other people can benefit from their expertise.
A scout keeps an eye on what's happening congressionally. Could we potentially keep an eye on what's happening in the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I think that is possible. There's a lot of information out there that Sunlight and other people in the open government space are still working to digitize, and good work being done on that front. Scout, in a lot of ways, it represents the culmination of the 6 years of Sunlight's existence. Over that time, we've taken a lot of different data sources and gotten them into formats that are reusable and can be easily plugged into technical tools like this. But there's still a lot of opportunities out there. We're looking at including the text of comments on federal regulations, and I think you're right that judicial opinions would be a great candidate for this.
And could you potentially, if you had a member of Congress that you wanted to watch in particular, you could track just what they do?
Right now, you can certainly restrict the speeches on the floor of the House and Senate to an individual state's delegation. We're thinking about adding functionality that allows you to follow specific legislators. Right now, if you're not doing a search on a keyword, the other thing you can do is track a particular bill and get alerted when actions occur on it in real time. Right now, though, I believe that we're just filtering by state delegation, not by the individual legislator.
Why would someone use Scout as opposed to something like Google or Twitter to get notifications?
Scout covers data sources that Google and Twitter don't. I think both of those tools are really great for keeping an eye on the state of the web and sort of the ongoing conversation that's happening. But Google, I think for very good reasons, isn't going to keep a close eye on the Federal Register and alert you to proposed regulations. Most people aren't interested in that level of policy detail. And, you know, it's a general tool. Scout is really designed with advocacy and with journalism in mind so that people who have a compelling reason to pay attention to what government is doing, which at Sunlight we think should include everybody, they're able to use this interface to really drill down and keep an eye on what's going on in their state house or in D.C.
I guess that kind of covers my who is the audience for this question. Anyone else come to mind besides journalists, policy wonks?
I mean, any concerned citizen. Really, what we think this tool can do is lower the costs of oversight and watchdogging. It takes a lot of effort to stay abreast of what's happening in all 50 state legislatures. We want to take away some of that expense and make it easier for people who care about a particular issue and want to be involved in the process of governance and of telling their representatives what they think. We want to lower those barriers and facilitate that process.
I'm thinking about how often we hear about pieces of legislation stuffed into a bigger bill. You know, let's say the ability to carry guns in state parks stuffed into a spending bill. Is that kind of the point here, that you're letting people know what's going on in Congress, even on the stuff that may not necessarily be reported?
Yeah, actually, we've already had some success with the tool. Our policy director, John Wunderlich, is really interested in freedom of information laws. And so he set up an alert using Scout for the section of the U.S. code that those laws are filed under. And whenever a bill has an exemption to FOIA laws, it refers to that section of the U.S. code. So while we were still kind of in internal testing mode, he got an alert telling him that a bill concerning FDA was going to be exempting some drug data from freedom of information laws. He was able to get in touch with the NGOs that work on that issue, and within 48 hours, staffers had removed that problematic language. So yeah, it is very much what you're describing, where there can be little pieces of all kinds of different legislation that relate to someone's particular interests. This can help you catch them.
I can kind of imagine going down a rabbit hole with this. I mean, there's a lot of information here.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what policy professionals in D.C. and in state capitals do all the time. This is, in a big way, how lobbyists are able to influence policy. We think that this tool and others like it make this kind of information more accessible and let more people grapple with what normally it takes a full-time professional job to manage.
Well, it's a lot of work, a lot of sources. Who's funding this project?
Well, Sunlight has funding from a variety of sources, all of which are listed on our websites, mostly big foundations, the most important of which is the Omidyar Network, Pierre and Pamela Omidyar. Pierre was one of the founders of eBay and is right now Sunlight's largest supporter.
I'm wondering, Tom, any searches for you, any favorites that you're tracking?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty interested in intellectual property issues, so I've got some set up for various corners of that, whether it goes to patent law or copyright. I realize this sounds a little bit wonky, but hey, it's DC, right? So I've got a bundle of those set up and have been keeping an eye on it, hopeful that this tool will be relevant to the other organizations that I follow that cover these kinds of issues.
Well, it really is an amazing program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Lee, director of the Sunlight Labs, and it's the technical arm of the Sunlight Foundation, which works to increase public access and government transparency. You can find a link to try your own search at wordofmouthradio.org.